I'm going to tell you a story about a man that I really admire a lot. This man didn't keep the Ten Commandments. He said Jesus only when he was mad. But he taught me something that made me ashamed of myself when I thought about it. Come up here, I want to show you a picture. That was his middle daughter. He had five. And that was taken quite a few years ago. And I've carried that picture in my pocket for about 60 years. Yeah, it's wore out, but I sure like it. Now, I'm going to tell you about the man. You can sit down now. Thank you. His name is Frank Wayne Dickerson. Everybody called him Dick. I guess because his name was Dickerson, but it was Frank Wayne. And Frank Wayne Dickerson was a chicken farmer when I first met him. But this story is when he raised pigs. And he called me kid. I don't know why he called me kid. My name's Merlin. He knew that. Yeah. But he says, hey, kid, help me take a pig to market, will you? I said, sure. So he backed a trailer up, and this pig was as big as from me to her. Oh, it was big. Had to put it crosswise in the trailer, one corner to the other corner. His snout was in this end, and his curly tail at the other end. And we drove it to market kind of in the morning early. It was getting warm, and we came to a stop sign. We stopped there. It's an intersection. And this is where it really made me ashamed of myself. There was a bum. You know what a bum is? You know what a bum is? I have to tell you, I'm glad you don't know. A bum is a man that just doesn't work much. He's dirty generally. Doesn't have a place to live. He's always looking for something to eat because he doesn't have a stove to cook it on or money to buy it. Was walking and he stopped. And Dick, that was Mr. Dickerson, Frank Wayne, he said, hey, fella, can you tell us where we can get a cup of coffee? The guy says, at a restaurant? Well, can you tell us where there's a restaurant? Well, yeah, right across the street there's one. Well, he said, I'm buying. Would you have a cup of coffee with us? And the guy kind of turned up a little bit, and he says, well, I guess I will. It was a hot day. He had an overcoat on, and I thought, oh, no, that stinky man, we're going to have to get close to him. Well, we did. We sat right in the same booth that he did and sat down. He never looked up at us, really, just kind of down. Took his overcoat off and took his old suit jacket off and let the smell out. Now, that pig stunk, but this man had really a bad odor. And it didn't bother Mr. Dickerson. It bothered me. The girl brought our coffee. You know what a saucer is? A saucer is a little plate that they put the cup on. She set it down, and he took his coffee, and he poured some of it in the saucer. And before you could say scat, he went, and it was gone. Then he put cream and sugar in his coffee. And, oh, that tastes good, he said. Oh, that feels good in the stomach. Something nice and hot. And Frank Wayne Dickerson said, hey, how would a piece of pie go with you guys? Yeah, that'd go good, he said. You bet it would. And that's the first time he really looked at Frank Wayne Dickerson. He just looked at him. And that man had the sweetest smile on his face. So she brought us our pie. It was a big piece. You know, pies cut in small pieces. This place cut them in big pieces. And I think Frank Wayne knew that. I think Dick knew that they were big pieces. He and I had already, you know how pie comes to a point? We had cut off the point and we were starting to eat it. And we heard a funny noise. That man had eaten his pie and was taking his fork and rubbing it on the plate, getting the last bit. He had their crust in his hand. Oh, boy, solid food. Oh, that makes you feel good, he said. Frank Wayne Dickerson, Dick, that's what they called him. Called the waitress over, and the waitress, she put his hand on Dick's hand, and he said, get him a big bowl of soup and some bread and fix him a sandwich. Will you do that? I sure will, she said. He needs it. Now, let me tell you something. I kept the Ten Commandments pretty well, but I didn't know how to love people. Frank Wayne Dickerson, Dick, taught me how to love people, not what he saw on the outside, but what he saw on the inside. And this picture I showed you, of that lady. You saw it, didn't you? That's his daughter. And we've been living together for over 60 years now. And when I told her that story, oh, she said, did you know that my daddy, when he was a boy, he and his father were bums because they didn't have a place to live. They were bums. So when you see a bum, think, that's not a bum. That's somebody Jesus loves. And be kind and generous to them. Show them the love that Jesus shows us. Will you do that? Will you do that? Good.